Five Saudi Arabian soldiers have been killed in fierce clashes with the armed men near the kingdom's border with Yemen. A Saudi Interior Ministry statement said the soldiers died during an 8-hour gun battle in the volatile Najran region. The statement added that the Saudi troops came under attack from what it called, quote, enemy elements, without providing further details. This comes just days after the Yemeni army, backed by popular committees loyal to the Ansar Allah movement, targeted a Saudi airbase in the same area using a ballistic missile. Ansar Allah has launched many attacks against Saudi Arabia in retaliation for the kingdom's ongoing military onslaught against Yemen. Riyadh began its war on Yemen in 2015. The onslaught has so far killed over 9,500 people, mostly civilians. Let's speak to Hazem Salim. He's an activist and political commentator, and he joins us live from Cairo. Now, many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Salim. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your opinion as far as this current situation stands, where we're seeing attacks by Saudi Arabia against Yemenis continue. However, there's also this retaliation. How long can Saudi Arabia sustain this?
Well, actually, the Saudis never thought that the war in Yemen would be as long as more than 1 year as what actually happened. They probably thought it would be like 2 weeks and they will settle things the way they wish for in Yemen. But the more Saudis attack from the air and the more they are attacking the Yemenis and the more casualties among the Yemeni civilians take place, the more fight back takes place from the Ansarullah movement or whatever, because even Saudi Arabia in the last escalation about in Najran did not specify who exactly attacked the Saudi soldiers. So the fact is, every action has got a reaction, and the Saudi government should understand that. This is part of the logic of things. Things don't go unilaterally, and things don't go exactly the way the powerful want it to be. There is always resistance, there is always fight back, and there should be a reconsideration of the whole scheme of invading and occupying Yemen, as the Saudis started a year ago.
Right now, speaking of that, Mr. Salim, let's not forget those peace talks taking place in Kuwait, where the UN envoy is trying his utmost to bring about some sort of a negotiated settlement between the two sides. However, it seems that these continued strikes by Saudi Arabia against Yemen do not go in tandem with what is the spirit of these talks should be.
Well, actually, the idea is the old-fashioned way of fight, fight, talk, talk, and keep striking people so they can give concessions on the table. This has been the strategy of Saudi Arabia all the way. Kuwait is hosting it, hoping that there will be a breakthrough. The UN envoy is hoping for a breakthrough, but the Saudis are just fighting and hoping that the more they inflict casualties in Yemen, the more they get in the talk. And this does not go like this. There should be some measures by the Saudis to show that they are willing for peace and willing for reconciliation, or willing for some deal in Yemen. But so far, the Saudi attitude is not going for anything except escalation and war.
And before I let you go, Mr. Salim, if there is supposed to be some form of an end to the Saudi aggression in Yemen and some form of a peace deal between the current political factions within Yemen and, of course, that of the ex-president Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi, what would it look like?
Well, actually, it should start by recognizing that the Yemeni people have the say about how to govern themselves. And there should be a recognition of the right of the Yemenis to democratically elect someone who rules them, not to impose a government that is loyal to Saudi Arabia, not to fight to impose that government or to sustain it in power. This should be the norm that the international community should be recognizing, that the international law is recognizing, and that there should be just going back to the very basics of human rights, of democracy, and the right of the people to decide for themselves, in order to start talking about a deal and reconciliation in Yemen. Otherwise, there will be nothing but more Saudi bombardment and more Yemeni resistance.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Hazem Salim, activist and political commentator, joining us live from Cairo. Mr. Salim, as always, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.